Welcome to Hurst Field, where we're about to bring you the championship matchup between Dixie and Arizona Western. This is scheduled as one game and possibly two. Let's underline that. It's a one game, possibly two situation for Dixie College and Arizona Western. These two teams are the final two teams involved in District 1, the championship playoff, with the winner to go on to the Junior College World Series and play among the final 10 teams in the nation among Division I Junior College. Arizona Western looking for their first trip ever to the NJCAA Junior College World Series. Dixie looking for their second trip back to the JUCO. For these two teams, it began yesterday morning on the first part of a triple header with Jeff Garf throwing a five-hit shutout and Dixie shutting out Lamar 7-0. Then after Lamar pretty well handled Arizona Western, they opened the door and Arizona Western jumped on an error, scored four runs in the eighth and six in the ninth, and came away with a 14-5 victory over Lamar. That sent the Colorado school back to the plains of eastern Colorado, and Arizona Western had a win. Dixie and Arizona Western battled yesterday afternoon, and what a battle. A tense match, a pitching duel between Umberto Picos and Lance Lambert. Lambert ended up with the better part of it, 5-4, and Dixie has two wins coming in. The scenario: Dixie wins the first game, they've won the district championship, they're headed to the JUCO. The scenario: Arizona Western wins the first game, they go to a second game, it's dead even, each with a loss, and the winner of that game number two then goes to the JUCO, and it could be either way. So the Matadors need two wins today, Dixie needs one. And that's what we're going to be bringing you here on KSGI. We talked with both coaches, hopefully we'll have enough time to hear from both, but let's hear first from Gordon Jolly after this timeout.
It's bigger than ever.
It's the tent sale at the Boulevard Home Furnishings going on now through Memorial Day.
Look for big values on one-of-a-kind closeouts and as-is items.
Plus, huge savings in the Cannon store-wide.
Gigantic selection of quality furniture, appliances, electronics, carpet, accessories, and more.
Free hot dogs and pop on Saturday from 11 to 3.
Huge savings. Gigantic selection.
These hot dogs are great.
The tent sale at the Boulevard Home Furnishings going on now through Memorial Day.
For quality and lasting excellence, protect your concrete investment with DecoSeal. Number one in customer service and beautiful concrete coatings. Others try to imitate, but there's only one true DecoSeal. Call 674-2222 today.
Champion Cellular has great specials. Cell phones start at $18.95. Flip phones at $99. 400 minutes free for the first 2 months after activation. Some restrictions apply. Call Champion Cellular 590-5000 or 632-5176.
Time with Dixie College Head Baseball Coach Gordon Jolly. Coach, you're on the verge of going to the JUCO, but you have still have one more huge hurdle.
Yeah, we do, and that's big. Arizona Western's, an extremely good team, and we feel fortunate to be in the tournament now with two wins and no losses, and they've got one loss. They have to beat us twice, but we're going to try to win in the first game and see what happens. And they've still got quite a bit of pitching left, but we feel good about our pitching also.
You have the momentum right now. Should they win the first game, that momentum would switch, wouldn't it?
It would seem to me it would be pretty much all even with one loss, but I don't know. Yeah, we do have the momentum right now. We're at our home field, but like I said before, we're playing a team that's ranked fifth or sixth nationally, and they do have they play an extremely good league, and they're used to having competition day in and day out. So I'm just excited. Like I said, I'm excited to be here, and it's great we're in this situation.
What are the similarities, what are the differences you feel now when you got to the championship game of the region tournament the last time you went to the JUCO as opposed to going into this championship game? Any differences in feeling?
Well, for us as a team, the differences in my 89 team, if that's the comparison, is we've got a lot more pitching depth on this team. Power up and down batting strength may go to the 89 team, but pitching strength, defense, I think this team has it. And just like I said before, anytime you've got pitchers that are competent, throw strikes, and can get people out, plus you have the defense, you can be in ball games, especially in this bigger park like we're in this year.
Seems like the good defensive teams are the teams that win that tournament, whether they have batting power or not.
Yeah, I think they've got to have everything. But definitely when you're in tournament play, you have to have outstanding pitching from number one through number six, I think. And that's what, you know, we haven't had year in and year out, and I think we're getting closer to that goal this year.
You've been to the JUCO. You've been to this championship game before. What about the differences in the feelings of the coach? Any different thoughts because you've been there before?
No, I don't think so. It's always it's a game, and it's very competitive, and you want the best for your players, and you battle for your players, and to see that they get the best chances to succeed in their goals, and that is to go to a different level after this, and get a good experience at this level. Plus. You know, you're always playing for Dixie College, and you want to make sure and remember that and represent Dixie College to the best you can.
Two very good victories yesterday. Today, any changes in the lineup?
No changes, just a pitcher, Mason Fox, our lefty from Canabas, going, and he's getting stronger as the year goes on, and if his off-speed stuff works, I think we can be in this ball game. I think against Arizona Western, they can hit the fastball. They spray it around. They're good hitters, and you need to get ahead of the count, and you need to get your off-speed stuff going.
Mason Fox is really coming off probably his two best outings of the year, against Utah Valley and then against Rick.
Yeah, he is, and just hopefully it'll carry over, because we'll need that type of performance in order for us even to be close in this ball game.
It's interesting how different heroes pop up with each tournament. Skeeter Ellison is your hitting leader this time around.
Yeah, and I hope that continues, and I hope he can get a little bit of help from the middle of the lineup. Our 2, 3, 4 have to come around, and if they do that, then we can, I think, be in the ballgame with the addition of Mason's on.
It looked like Cale Shepard was starting to come around at the end of the ballgame yesterday.
Yeah, I think so. They're all competitors, and they're all trying, and, you know, no matter if they fail or succeed at their at-bats, at least you know they're giving it their all, and that's all you can ask for.
Today against Arizona Western, the key is in this first game.
Well, like I said before, I think for us we have to be patient in the play. We're playing against Ortiz, a pitcher that throws very hard, and I think we have to be patient with him and make him throw strikes. We also have to have Mason get in front and be able to have his off-speed stuff in the strike zone to be effective.
The hitting really has exploded since that CSI game. That must be delightful for you to see that sort of hitting.
That always makes it fun and entertaining when you swing the bats, and especially the long ball. I think we've got a little bit of both. We can run a little bit, plus we can hit the long ball. I think that makes it entertaining for the fan, and it makes it a great ball game.
Coach, congratulations on a great year, and good luck today.
Oh, thanks, sir. Let's see what happens today.
KSDI and Dixie versus Arizona Western. We'll take this time out, and we'll be back with the beginning of this ball game for the championship of District 1 back after this.
We're the bank for the brand new generation.
Now's the time to save at Sun Capital Bank. Let your money work for you with a Sun Capital Bank Certificate of Deposit. Right now, you can get a Sun Capital Bank 18-month CD at 7.25% with a 7.45% APY. Get to Sun Capital Bank today.
Sun Capital Bank. Sun comes shining through.
Expert beauty salon service at beauty school prices. That's what you get at Evans Hairstyling College. They're located at 995 East Tabernacle. Drop by and set your appointment. Call 673-6128 and watch for registration at Evans Hairstyling College in St. George.
EDG Fashion Floors at 225 North Bluff has a showroom full of everything to decorate your home or office beautifully. Call for a free consultation. Home of the Capture Dry Cleaning System for carpet and rugs, too. EDG Fashion Floors, your Trustmark and Carpet Max dealer.
Back at Hurst Field, where we're about to bring you the Dixie versus Arizona Western matchup, and we have Paul Husselby with us again. Welcome, Paul.
Welcome, Larry.
Glad to have you with us. Today on Arizona Western, they go with Rosario Ortiz,
who is probably as good a pitcher as Arizona Western has and probably is hot right now. He is the strikeout pitcher, the man that throws heat. And maybe if you were to look at the total season and or right now the way pitchers are going, although Tim Halverson was listed as their number one pitcher coming into the tournament and he was the hottest pitcher early, Ortiz has probably been the most consistently strong pitcher for Arizona Western this year. So Dixie's going against the number one guy, really.
Ortiz's scouting report on him, of course, he's 6'3", 200 pounds. The scouting report on him is that he throws BBs about 90 miles an hour, and don't believe that the Dixie College Rebels aren't aware of that. They know.
Looking at the starting lineup, same for Dixie and almost the same for Arizona Western. Draft choice of the Houston Astros, we understand. And he looks like it at 6'3", 190 pounds, 195 pounds. Rosie, as he is called by the team, Rosie Ortiz. This young man has great potential.
Of course, a fastball pitcher like this, as long as he throws straight fastballs, he's easy to hit. But if he throws 90 miles an hour and the fastball moves, boy, that's a tough pitch to hit.
Dixie, the visiting team again. Craig Peterson leads off. The pitch called strike right at the knees. Same home plate umpire as we had yesterday. This has been a good umpiring crew. We've seen them for a couple of weeks, or most of these umpires for 2 weeks now, and they have been solid. The pitch, fastball, misses outside, ball one. Craig Peterson, Scott Sudbury, Brad Parker, K.L. Shepard, Cloward, Tuttle, Ellison, Thorne, Garrett. No surprises. Same positions, too. Center fielder Craig Peterson got a hit yesterday. Pitch way up and in. That one sails up near the elbow.
That's what you call chin music right there.
Ortiz throws heat, and I mean he throws heat with a capital H. As that one comes in, 2-1 count to Craig Peterson. Peterson thrown out of the ball game as he tried to run over a catcher yesterday and get the score. Breaking pitch, misses, just high?
Just high.
Ball three. Ortiz, good quick break on that curveball and has a pretty good size break with it, too. 3-1 count to Peterson. To the plate, the pitch fouled off. The count goes full, and so Craig Peterson has worked Ortiz to a full count. Buggy Sudbury on deck. Yep.
I'm going to say he just got a piece of that.
President Robert Huddleston of Dixie College here. He has some mixed feelings on this game, and I'll tell you why in just a moment. Rosario Ortiz into the windup. 3-2 pitch to Peterson. Fouled off. Peterson fouled off what may have been ball four, but it was a sinking fastball, and it was down near the knees. Robert Huddleston, now he's president of Dixie College, played 2 years at Arizona Western. He's a graduate of the Matador baseball program. Mm. So he was a two-year star for Arizona Western's baseball team.
Sleeping with the enemy?
Well, he didn't know it at that point. Of course, if the Arizona Western side, they say, well, he knows it now. The pitch, fastball, fouled off again. Craig Peterson hanging tough. 3-2 count. Scott Sudbury waiting on deck. Dixie, confident. A confident team right now. They're playing not with cockiness, but with confidence. And Arizona Western, this is as successful an Arizona Western team as there has ever been at Yuma. They have won the Region 1 championship. The pitch, fastball, fouled off again. And Peterson hanging tough, not getting enough of it to drive it into fair territory. Just enough to spoil some pretty good pitches.
Well, I look for Ortiz to take something off the pitch now. He's thrown him three straight fastballs near the strike zone. Maybe he'll take something off it now, and if he can throw the change over the plate, he may catch Peterson way out ahead of it.
One of the questions is, does he have a pretty good changeup?
And we don't know at this point.
So? Maybe. Pitch down low, ball four. Good at bat for Craig Peterson. He's earned a base on balls. I mean, he has earned a base on balls. He forced Peterson to throw nine pitches to him. Let me double check. Let me count that again. Nine? Is that what you have?
Nine
pitches to Craig Peterson, the leadoff hitter. Now Buggy Sudbury at the plate. Dixie may not anticipate much scoring off of Ortiz. Let's see if there's going to be a bunt or a little bit of hit and run early. Craig Peterson, although he has a bad foot and he was limping prior to the ball game, he played an excellent center field yesterday. And he limps back to first base. It looks like that ankle or foot is bothering him more today than it was yesterday. Craig Peterson. on at first base by way of the base on balls. Top of the first inning, Dixie versus Arizona Western. This is none of the 10-run rules, Jazz, and then, or 8 runs after 7 innings. This goes the full 9 unless there are weather problems, and don't anticipate that. Getting a little more overcast, but it is beautiful, beautiful baseball weather.
On a beautiful field, I might add. The field's in excellent shape again today.
Gordon Jolly had some droppings out. Looked like some baseballs that had dropped outside of the third base coaching box. He had to call time for request time for a few minutes. How those baseballs got there, I'll never know. Just suddenly popped up, sprouting like mushrooms. The pitch outside right to the backstop, and it ricochets off the pole back to the catcher, but it's a wild pitch. Wild pitch. So a wild pitch to Ortiz.
No argument about that today. It's a wild pitch.
Different scorekeeper. No, I shouldn't say that. If Fred's listening, he would get after me. John Wardenberg doing the official scorekeeping, but that was a pretty good reach to try to get that one. Man at second base, do you still bunt? Around the bunt, Sudbury. Bunt down the third baseline? No, bunt's foul instead. It's a 1-1 count to Buggy Sudbury. Brad Parker waiting on deck. Sudbury, pretty strong right-handed hitter. The leader in doubles, has 17 for Dixie. Went 0-4-3 yesterday against Arizona Western, but got an RBI on a sacrifice fly. So he had the sac fly yesterday to drive home one run. Scored a run without getting a base hit in the first game against Lamar. Reached on a fielder's choice. Came around, scored the first run. Pitch up high, ball two. All of the speed in the world is going to be a challenge if he can't get it over the plate. Now, Ortiz has thrown a lot of strikes, but he's not been able to get a strikeout on it. Peterson made him throw 9 pitches. 2-1 count to Sudbury. Pitch swung on and missed. Strike two. That one was high heat, up and in.
That was the kind that guys like to turn on, and if they can get a hold of it, they can spank it, but not in that particular case.
It's going to be a little tough with that sort of heat, and that was probably not easily handled. That was a little bit out of the strike zone. 2-2 pitch. Fastball misses up high. Ball three, and so another 3-2 count. Brad Parker waiting on deck. Parker, good fastball pitch, a hitter. It'll be interesting to see if they go with fastballs to Ortiz. Both Parker and Shepard, good quick bats. Dixie would like to wrap this one up early. Arizona Western wants to keep this one going to get 2 games out of this pitch. Ball four, back-to-back walks. Men on at first and second, and Brad Parker coming to the plate. Now the next question is, do you want to bunt, even with your number 3 hitter?
Well, with a fastball hitter like Brad Parker, I think I'd wait and see what he can do. You know, I wouldn't sacrifice him this early in the game.
Down at first base coaching, it looks like Lance Lambert. Royden Tate is not here, the assistant coach.
His sister is getting married
this morning. He was hoping to have that over with, get her on with the rest of her life so he could get to baseball. But he was involved with that wedding ceremony this morning.
He's probably listening right now with the transistor radio.
Hopefully he's chuckling. She probably isn't. The first pitch to Parker, way high, ball one.
Well, all the heat in the world, Larry, as we're finding out right now, does you no good if you can't throw the ball over the plate with your off-speed stuff or your fastball. And right now Ortiz is not throwing the ball over the plate.
Juan Navarro, who is the third baseman against Dixie, is catching it today. He caught in the game against Lamar. The pitch way up high, ball two. Ortiz throwing a lot of heat, but that's exploding out of the strike zone. Gordon Jolly wants to talk to Brad Parker. The first baseman, Munoz, is in. Third baseman today is Ben Griffin. So Griffin goes from DH back to third base. We mentioned there's a triumvirate there. And usually they have been rotating Benson, Navarro, Juan Navarro, and Ben Griffin. They've been alternating between third base and catching and designated hitter, although I don't think Griffin catches. He goes from third base to designated hitter. Benson from designated hitter to catcher, and Navarro from catcher to third base. And that's the way you have your triumvirate working, your troika in the lineup. The pitch to Parker up high with a breaking pitch. Ball three, 3-0 count. Brad Parker, it's got to be a good one for him to go after it. It's the top of the first inning.
I'd take this one all the way.
Ortiz working himself into a real sticky situation. Dixie with a chance to jump on it early. Fastball up, ball four. 3 straight walks, and John Stratton has a problem. assistant coach for the pitching coach for Arizona Western, coming out right now. And to be honest with you, I don't have his name.
We're searching for that now.
We're trying to get the assistant coach's name right now. Now, Cale Shepherd. Alan Manifold? Fold. Like in almost in a car. Alan Manifold is the assistant coach, the pitching coach, talking to Ortiz right now. And now signaling to the umpire, he's a little concerned about something, apparently. Now, maybe one of the questions is something about the mound. And that's one of the questions. They're pointing at the mound, and something may need to be raked around a little bit. Now, there's usually a pretty good manicure of this ballpark that takes place. But something about where he's stepping has been a problem. Ortiz and the assistant coach has discovered that.
Now, if you don't like the way you're landing with your front foot on the mound, with your stretch foot, that can make all the difference in the world whether the ball stays up higher, comes down where you want to, so where you want it to. And so they may either add some dirt or take some dirt off of the place where he's landing with his front foot. The other thing is that Ortiz is such a big fella at 6'3", 6'4", that his stride may be longer than some other people's stride. And so the mound may be perfect for everybody else, but maybe a little bit high in spots for a guy that had such a long stride.
Ortiz, and with that strong fastball, usually that is with the legs. And if you watch the good fastball pitchers, they do have a long stride, and they push off that rubber with a long stride. Tom Seaver, case in point. Nolan Ryan, case in point. Roger Clemens, you see that. Those big right-handers really stride out there. Now, yesterday, Bruce Hurst was doing some manicuring of the mound after the ball game all by himself. He was working on the mound. But still, that doesn't necessarily mean that the stride is just right, trying to pack it down to get Ortiz working. This may be as much an emotional uplift for Ortiz right now as the coach does a little manicuring on the mound. It may not be a problem at all, really. But if the coach goes out and says, well, let's fix the mound a little bit, that may be enough of a twist in the pitcher's mind to say, the coach found something wrong. Maybe that's why I'm wild.
It may also be an effort to slow down the momentum that Dixie has gained from three consecutive walks with the bases loaded and a cleanup hitter up to the plate who's been on a tear.
I tried to take a little bit of that out. Cale Shepherd, who has a Grand Slam home run to his credit in the Region 18 championship, maybe one of the hardest hit home runs we have seen this year. It jumped out of here on a changeup and landed in the parking lot behind the on the other side of the road from the right field fence, either the parking lot or right at the edge of the road, because it cleared. I mean, it jumped out of here. Some more work being done on the mound. While we're having that work being done, let's take this time out. That's no score. We're in the top of the first inning. Dixie and Arizona Western. The bases are loaded for Dixie and nobody out. Back after this timeout.
Hey, sports fan, if you like the strength of the GMC name behind the truck you drive, now's the time to make a dash to your local Color Country GMC dealer. With a huge selection of 95 models available now, you'll score big on savings on the hottest trucks on the road. Check out their line of Jimmys, Sierra, Sierra Club Coupes, and Suburbans. They're slick and they're tough, and they're priced for immediate delivery. Your GMC guarantee is that you'll come out a winner. Stop by today at Newbie GMC St. George, Tri-State GMC Cedar City, and Newbie Auto Center, Richfield.
Thought you couldn't afford a maid? Now you can. Call the maids at 634-0840 and see how inexpensive it can be to have a beautifully clean home. The maids are licensed, bonded, and guaranteed. Call the maids today, 634-0840.
Buying or selling real estate? ERA Brokers Consolidated has four offices to serve you in St. George, Bloomington, Hurricane, and Mesquite, Nevada. Nobody sells real estate like ERA Brokers. Go Team ERA. 1-800-ERA-BROKERS.
Back at Hurst Field, still the manicuring taking place. Kent Garrett, who is kind of the heart and soul guru of this ball field, this Hurst Field, and who was a collegiate pitcher at BYU, by the way. So he knows pitching also and has been involved with teaching young pitchers over the years and has done an outstanding job. some of Pineview and Dixie High's success can be traced to some of the influence that Kent Garrett had with some of their best pitchers in Little League.
Well, first we rake down the field and tamp it all down, and now we're bringing a shovel full of dirt out. So I'm trying to understand the logic of this situation, Larry, and it escapes me. Can you explain it?
Well, part of it may be just to try to build that up. With three games yesterday, it may have just worn down from the stride. Now it looks like they're trying to work that all over and build up the mound just a little bit. Maybe it was too much of a fall-off. That may be one of the questions. But most pitchers, you would think, would want a tremendous fall-off. That gives them a little more of a momentum coming off of that mound.
Absolutely. The higher the mound, the more advantage the pitcher has. The higher the spot where the rubber is. In fact, for years and years and years, hitters at Dodger Stadium have complained about the fact that the Dodger Stadium mound is not regulation. It's higher than it's supposed to be by about 8 inches.
Years ago, it used to be 14 to 15 inches high, and then they cut 5 inches off of it. After the 1968 season, when Carl Yastrzemski led the league with 301, they cut 5 inches off the mound and made it a maximum of 10 inches. Bob Gibson was particularly upset on that pitcher for the Cardinals. Cale Sheppard, nobody out. Bases loaded, three straight walks, and Sheppard at the plate, the cleanup hitter. First pitch, up high, ball one. And the fans give the old huzzah, I guess, because still in the same place after all of the work on the mound. The pitch up high.
That's what you call a Bronx cheer.
Cale Sheppard to the plate. Fastball swung on and missed, strike one. And so good heat right down the middle, and Sheppard just a little anxious on that one. 1-1 count. Fastball versus the good hitter. Pitch up high. Ball two. Manny Gura, who is a scout for the St. Louis Cardinals, has the gun on him right now. And we're talking about 84 to 82 miles per hour.
83, 84.
Now, it's a little different. I'll explain that with the Cardinals' gun and what they like to measure. Ortiz to the plate. 2-1 pitch to Sheppard. Excuse me, and fouls it off. Just tries to hold up on the swing. It's a 2-2 count. Bases loaded. Cale Sheppard at the plate has a chance to do some damage. At halfway at third base is Ben Griffin. Back at first base is Munoz. Double play depth are the shortstop and second baseman. Ortiz. 2-2 pitch to Sheppard. Fastball up high. Ball three for the third batter out of four. Ortiz has gone to a 3-2 count, and with Parker, he just plain walked him. No place to put Sheppard. But Sheppard, with a 3-2 pitch, it's all even pitcher and batter. Ortiz to the plate. Fastball swung on and missed. Strike three. So Ortiz got his fastball where he wants it, and down goes Sheppard. Wyatt Cloward to the plate, and now Arizona Western on the verge of getting out of this. This could be a major emotional lift for Arizona Western. Oh, we were talking about the gun. St. Louis, the Cardinals, measures the speed as it hits home plate, not as it leaves the pitcher's hand. A lot of these pitch, fastball, call strike on that outside corner, so Ortiz is starting to get back into it. A lot of guns will measure, they'll measure as it leaves the pitcher's hand, but you have 60 feet, 6 inches to go there. The pitch to the plate, fastball, call strike two. So two straight strikes, and now the Arizona Western fans are cheering, and apparently the mound has worked for Ortiz. So if you're talking 82, 84 miles per hour, that's as it hits the catch, the batter, not the slightly inflated figures. The pitch, fastball, misses outside. Cloward held off. 1-2 count.
Close to the spot where the first two strikes were, but just a little bit outside there.
So Ortiz trying to come back. If he can come back and get the side out without any run scoring, major, major uplift for Arizona Western emotionally. And maybe a little bit of a sign to Dixie that they've got their work cut out for him. Pitch outside, close. 2-2 count. So Ortiz trying to tease, so to speak.
Yeah, so nice play on words there.
Unintentional, but I'll take it. 2-2 count to Wyatt Cloward. Cale Sheppard. Maybe a little bit of an emotional downer now for Dixie anyway, just because Sheppard struck out with the bases loaded. That's something that has not happened very often this year.
Not in my memory.
Wyatt Cloward. 2-2 count. Designated hitter. Battling the hard-throwing Rosario Ortiz. The pitch, fastball, just misses low. Ball three, 3-2 count again. Four out of the five batters have gone to a 3-2 count in this first inning.
This will be Ortiz's 32nd pitch of the inning here.
32 pitches, and we're not out of the first inning. Top half of the first inning. Dixie, the visiting team on this. Into the stretch, Ortiz to the plate. Fastball hit off the end of the bat towards the first baseman. Steps on the back, throws to second. They have the man in the rundown. A run will score, and the tag is out. Good heads-up play by Dixie, and they get the run home. On the double play, no RBI, but a run does score, and Dixie leads 1-0. So maybe Havers, as Craig Peterson comes across the plate, 1-0 Dixie in that inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and two men left on base, but a run is home. And at the end of a half inning, it's 1-0 Dixie. Back after this timeout.
Your Southern Utah Buick dealers, Newby Buick in St. George, Bradshaw Buick in Cedar City, and Newby Auto Center in Richfield, invite you to get behind the wheel of an exciting new Buick. Buicks are rated among the most trouble-free cars in America. And right now, the price is right, and the selection has never been better. At your Southern Utah Buick dealer, customer service and satisfaction is the highest priority. That's why over half the business is from repeat customers. Customer service and satisfaction from your Southern Utah Buick dealer.
Call 635 Rose and let Candlelight and Roses help you celebrate that special occasion. For fresh or silk floral arrangements, colorful balloons, or the ultimate gourmet gift basket, remember, nothing says romance like Candlelight and Roses, located in the Westwind Plaza in Hurricane. 635 Rose.
Hungry for a deli sandwich that's mostly meat and cheese, not mostly lettuce? Dixie Deli is the place. Come see why their sandwiches are a favorite of factory outlet employees and shoppers alike. Senior citizens, be sure to ask for your 10% discount. Dixie Deli, open 7 days a week in the Zion Factory Outlet Mall.
Dixie High School sends Mason Fox to the mound. Last time out, he threw a two-hit, five-inning shutout.
You do mean Dixie College.
Or Dixie College. Did I say Dixie High School?
You did indeed.
Dixie High School. By the way, a lot of people are wondering, well, what's going to happen with the broadcast schedule for Dixie High School today? We will be bringing you both of the Dixie High School games. Don't be fearful of that. The problem is depending on what happens with Dixie College is where you'll hear that, whether it'll be on the AM or the FM. Dixie College wraps everything up in this game. By the time we get to 1 o'clock, we'll have Dixie High versus Carbon High School, by the way. Carbon beat Pineview last night, 9-1. Major, major upset. And so that game will be on at 1 o'clock today. And then depending on what happens with Dixie High School, we'll have the second game on either at 4 or at 7. Dixie College, they have to win the first one to say, hey, it's all over. If it goes to the second one, we keep that on the AM. And Dixie High School begins on the FM today at 1 o'clock. Arizona Western, same basic lineup except Chris Afuli and Hoisington are both into the lineup, and Benson is out. So leading off is center fielder Matt Dornfield and the shortstop Luis Navarro against left-hander Mason Fox for Dixie College. First pitch lifted into the air and foul, strike one. After watching Ortiz and then have Fox, who throws fairly well, but Fox looks like he's throwing changeups compared to Ortiz. Ortiz really hustles that baseball to the plate.
He does what we call bringing it.
He does indeed. One strike pitch. Fouled off again. 0-2 count to Dornfield.
Mason's hitting good spots here early.
Navarro batting second, the shortstop. Then Octavio Sandoval batting third, the right fielder. Billy Munoz, the first baseman, is cleanup. Juan Navarro, number five hitter, is the catcher today. Number six is Ben Griffin, the third baseman. And we'll talk about the lower third of the order in a minute. 0-2 count to Dornfield. Dornfeld fouls it off again. So Fox coming right after him. Count holds. No balls, two strikes. Number seven hitter is Justin Crisafulli, who's playing left field. Jeff Hoisington goes to the designated hitter position. And number nine is Ted Gonzalez, the second baseman. Big curveball. Almost catches that corner. Big hook. Ball one.
Tried to come in the back door there. Didn't quite get it.
That may have been almost the best curveball we've seen today. Fox has this great big hook. Freshman from Kanab High School. The pitch, big curveball again, misses high. 2-0 count. Or 2-2 count, I should say. 2-2. Dornfeld, who began things yesterday with a line single right back up the middle. Arizona Western, good hitting ball club. Pitch, misses inside, and suddenly it's a 3-2 count on the leadoff hitter for Arizona Western. Do we have the same sort of thing taking place otherwise? 1-0 Dixie with a lead after Peterson scored on the double play. Pitch hit in the air to center field. Craig Peterson drifting over towards right center field and has it all the way. So a long fly ball, not that deep, more long because it went up high and over to right center field. And coming to the plate now, Luis Navarro, left-hander against left-hander, the shortstop. Navarro, pretty dandy shortstop.
Good range.
And good solid arm and turns to double play well. So this is a good solid defensive team. Arizona Western, one of the best defensive teams that Dixie has run into. The good defensive teams last this far. The pitch, call the ball, just misses with a curveball. Went all the way around the plate, did not catch a corner. Mason Fox had the two-hitter last time out in his first shutout of the year. Pitch, call strike. Fastball above the belt and on that inside corner. So 1-1 count. Mason Fox, the question is, can you get the good solid nine innings out of Mason or go as far as you can and see who else is available for you? Big curveball, swung on and missed. Strike two, so he drops it off the table. And Navarro way over and way in front of it.
What a dandy hook.
That's cruel, left-hander against left-hander.
In fact, Cale Shepard mentioned that to me this morning as I talked to him.
1-2 pitch, big curveball again, misses high. Ball two.
I asked Cale what happened in that game yesterday with the left-hander that he faced, and he says, my gosh, he says, that guy, he was just throwing that curveball all over the place, and I couldn't catch up with it.
He did get two hits and four times up, though. One pretty good, solid one. Just missed it. Ball three, 3-2 count again. Just missed the corner as Fox, Dixie fans thought it was strike three. 3-2 pitch, called strike three. There it is with a fastball, came back. Navarro thought that was a ball, and that was on the knee-high, just on the outside part of the plate.
It was a nice spot to hit, and I can't see how you could argue with that. It sure looks like a strike from back here.
Best fastball that Fox has thrown today, too. That one had a little movement on it.
Absolutely.
Octavio Sandoval doubled off the left field fence against Dixie yesterday, hit a home run against Lamar, pitch called strike. So Fox, obviously, whoever's at bat or whoever's doing well, you have the fans divided. There's a significant number of fans who made the trip from Yuma, and you can hear the cheers coming from one side if Dixie does well. Pitch, misses off the inside part of the plate and the inside part of the glove. 1-1 count. Or if Arizona Western does well, you hear to the left the cheers coming out. Mason Fox, 1-1 count on Sandoval, the number three hitter. Big curveball, calls strike two. Big overhand curveball, and Fox putting on a show with the curveball so far. John Stratton taking a little walk down in the third base coaching box. Question is, by the time you get through these hitters the second time, will they have their eyes on that curveball? Big curveball again, that one way up high. Ball two, 2-2 count.
But if you go through the order the first time and you can get them on that hook the first time through the order, then you're already way ahead.
Reason says you're into your number three starters, and even though they're pretty good, they're liable to see a little more hitting today. The pitch, fastball, fouled off. Good play by Sandoval. Took a fastball probably about knee high that would be tough to handle. And spoiled it to get another shot at Fox. Fox has thrown a lot of pitches, nowhere near as many as Ortiz did. Ortiz has to feel lucky that he got out with just one run. As 1-0, Dixie leads. Two men out, bottom of the first inning. Fox to the plate, fastball chopped on at the plate. I don't think it hit Sandoval, but it didn't go very far either. He's not walking around like it hit a toe. It may have bounced up and hit him in the knee or something, but it didn't hurt. Count holds. Two balls, two strikes. A lot of pitches being thrown.
Just so long as it hit him while he's still in the box, which it did.
Warm day in St. George. Forecast at 90 degrees today. And it feels like the sun is bearing down on us already. This time of the day, it comes directly in where we are. 2-2 pitch, fastball hit on the ground to the third baseman. Hop comes up to Sudbury, throws him out at first base. Sandoval hustling down the line, but it's a 1-2-3 inning for Mason Fox. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left at the end of one. It's 1-0 Dixie. Back after this timeout.
it's bigger than ever.
It's the 10th sale at the Boulevard Home Furnishings going on now through Memorial Day.
Look for big values on one-of-a-kinds, closeouts, and as-is items.
Plus, huge savings in the 10 and store-wide.
Gigantic selection of quality furniture, appliances, electronics, carpet, accessories, and more.
Free hot dogs and pop on Saturday from 11 to 3.
Huge savings. Gigantic selection.
These hot dogs are great.
The 10th sale at the Boulevard Home Furnishings going on now through Memorial Day.
Hike new trails at the base of soaring cliffs. Explore new regions of Zion Canyon. Stroll down scenic streets where? Springdale. Quaint shops and cozy accommodations are yours at Flanagan's with fine dining at Flanagan's Restaurant. Flanagan's in Springdale.
What are we going to do with all these old newspapers?
And these empty soda cans and bottles. We can't just keep throwing them away.
Isn't there a recycling center in St. George?
Recycle USA at 46 North 900 East behind Harmon's. They'll buy recyclables. Call 628-4982. Recycle USA.
Dixie takes a 1-0 lead into the top of the second inning. It's Troy Tuttle, Skeeter Ellison, Brad Thorns to come up. And really, in this series, it's been from Tuttle on down, the bottom four hitters in the order who have done the most damage for Dixie. So this may be the more threat for Arizona Western. Tuttle, good piece of hitting yesterday, went two for three against Arizona Western. Doubled down the left field line, good piece of hitting, battled to a 3-2 count, and then put a little soft liner into right center field for a single. Eventually came around and scored on one of those. In fact, he may have scored on two. Let's double check. Ortiz, big, strong pitcher. He scored both times, come to think of it. First pitch to Tuttle, misses off the outside corner of the plate, ball one. Ortiz walked the bases full with a good fastball pitcher, and this young, you don't find very good control with a good fastball sometimes. Fastball that time, excuse me, almost got the base hit, just barely outside of first base. Tuttle tried to hold up, and that thing rifled down the first baseline, just inches outside of the first base. He could have had a double on holding up.
Yeah,
that shows you how fast Ortiz is throwing right now. 1-1 count, pitch, call strike two on that outside corner. That corner is there for the pitchers with this umpire.
This umpire will give you the corner if he thinks you're trying to hit it. If he thinks you hit that corner by accident, he will not give it to you.
Both sides of the plate, you'll get that corner down around the knees. So if you can hit it, you'll get it. Pitch outside, ball two. 2-2 count to Troy Tuttle, leading off the top of the second. Craig Peterson scoring on the double play. Good heads-up piece of running by Brad Parker, who got part of the way to second, and after Munoz had stepped on the bag, that took away the force. Parker held up and allowed Peterson to score. So a good heads-up piece of running by Parker got the run home. The pitch, 2-2 pitch, breaking pitch, just misses high, ball three.
Now Parker tried to stay in the rundown long enough to get Buggy Sudbury in, and he almost did, but they caught up with him just a little too soon.
Six hitters, six times. Ortiz has had three balls on the count. Pitch hit hard down to third baseman. Backhanded by Griffin. Good play by Griffin and gets the man at first base. So Tuttle turns on the fastball, hits it hard, backhanded by Griffin. Good stab, good-looking play by Griffin.
It was a good play because the ball at the last minute took a nasty hop, and he was there, reacted to it, gloved it, and made the good throw.
Skeeter Ellison spent all day yesterday batting right-handed against Arizona Western, began with a two-run home run and also singled in that ball game. But left-handed against Lamar led off with a solo home run, and that got the scoring going for Dixie. So he had a home run from each side of the plate yesterday. Breaking pitch, trying to go after the bunt at strike one. It was in the strike zone anyway. If they ruled he offered both, they won't give him two strikes on that. Skeeter Ellison. Five home runs on the year. Two of them came yesterday, but he's been driving doubles and triples all over the place. Into the windup, Ortiz. Breaking pitch again, call strike two. So going with a curveball. Has a good curveball, that's obvious. So Ortiz has a lot of the tools.
As long as he throws it over the plate, that serves as a good foil to the fastball.
Rosario Ortiz. 0-2 count to Ellison. Swung on and missed strike three. That's strikeout number two. So Ortiz has been particularly tough on the left-handed hitters. Two men out and Brad Thorne coming to the plate. If Ortiz has gotten into his stride now after the repair on the mound, then this could be a long day for Dixie hitters. Ortiz, if you're talking about throwing numbers of pitches, last time out threw 167 pitches and has thrown as many as 180 this year. So, lasting power, the arm has plenty of resilience. So he can throw lots of pitches and still be effective. Pitch to Brad Thorne. Ortiz to the plate, pitch down low. A little bit of a sinker that time. Ball one.
Of course, that first inning was an aberration, but if you project that first inning over over nine with 31 pitches, he'd throw 279 pitches. I don't think he'd last that long.
Pitch to Thorne. Call strike.
On the other hand, it's doubtful that he would throw 31 pitches an inning either.
1-1 count to Brad Thorne. He's likely to do it again. Dixie needs to have a little better success next time he throws 31 pitches rather than just get one run. 1-1 count to Thorne. Breaking pitch. Call strike two. Thorne surprised by that one. Ortiz, really a good mix of pitches this inning as he settled down and is getting stronger as he goes. 1-2 count to Brad Thorne. Fastball just misses off the outside corner of the plate. Juan Navarro thought he had strike three. Was rising up, ready to toss the ball back to the mound and walk away, and had to throw it back to the pitcher, not realizing there is another pitch to come. 2-2 count to Brad Thorne. Two men out, nobody on. Top of the second. Dixie with a 1-0 lead for the championship of District 1. Ortiz to the plate. Fastball swung on and missed. Strike three. That's the third strikeout for Ortiz. Three up, three down. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left. And at the end of an inning and a half, Dixie still has that 1-0 lead back after this timeout.
We're the bank for the brand new generation.
Now's the time to save at Sun Capital Bank. Let your money work for you with a Sun Capital Bank certificate of deposit. Right. Maytag Appliance? Need professional service by a factory-trained technician? Call Reliable Maytag Home Appliance Center at 652-1330 or stop by 239 North Bluff Street in St. George. Reliable Maytag, your hometown Maytag dealer.
Don't chance it when it comes to financing your home. Call Medallion Mortgage for VA, FHA, or conventional to purchase or refinance your home. Medallion Mortgage, in business since 1958, and they'll pre-qualify you for free. Call 628-9006 or see them at 60 North 300 East in St. George. Medallion Mortgage.
Bottom of the second inning, Billy Munoz, Juan Navarro, Ben Griffin scheduled against Mason Fox, and Brad Thorne, who was the last hitter, had to go put on the proverbial tools of ignorance.
And they are tools of ignorance, I guarantee you.
I was trying to think who dubbed them that. Was it Mickey Cochran?
Oh, well, I can't remember. I don't know. I just know that anybody who would wear them had to be ignorant. Of course, I was one of those people, so.
I'm not going to say a thing.
Yeah, I said it for you.
Dixie with a 1-0 lead. As Ortiz escaped that first inning after walking the bases loaded with the first three hitters by allowing just one run to score. So you take a deep sigh of relief and hope that your team can get some runs back. Left-hander against left-hander, Billy Munoz, listed in the program as Billy Ray. And the word is, he doesn't use Ray. He's not from Texas. Munoz from Yuma. Native son, pitch, hit on the ground towards second base and into right field as Garrett was pulled over for the pull hit, and he hit it more up the middle, and that's the first base hit of the day by Arizona Western. So the leadoff man is on as Munoz, he hits the hard ground ball into right field. Juan Navarro coming to the plate now. Navarro, third baseman and catcher, today catcher. Juan Navarro, good solid athlete. You're not a third baseman and a catcher and a pretty good hitter at number five position without being a good, solid athlete. Juan Navarro, pitch, drops the bunt. It's popped straight up in the air, and Brad Thorne gets it. Is it in fair territory? I don't know. No signal from the official, but it may have been in fair territory. So a pop fly to the catcher, and Thorne grabbed that one. Yesterday, he had one drop out of his glove, but it went straight up in the air. And so quickly, one man out. Two pitches, a man on, a man out.
Did you notice how tightly he squeezed that once it got into the glove? I was looking for that after yesterday.
Could have had a good Minute Maid baseball juice out of that. He squeezed that one. Run it through the colander. Fox pitch, turns the ball over and sinks it outside to Ben Griffin, ball one. 1-0 count to Griffin. Griffin hit a home run in the first game yesterday. In fact, went 3-for-5 against Dixie. Griffin went 1-for-3. So 4-for-8 on the day, not bad. Pick off over at first. Munoz back in at first base. Admittedly, the left-hander for Dixie, Mason Fox, may have the worst move to first base of any of the Dixie pitchers. Fastball fouled off, back into the stands. 1-1 count. Secret for Mason Fox, if he can keep the curveball headed down, turn the ball over and hit a few corners, and sneak the fastball in every once in a while. If he's keeping it down below the belt, he has a good shot today.
If he starts, a lot of ground balls that way.
Pitch, that one up and in. 2-1 count to Ben Griffin. Justin Crisafulli, who hit one out of here yesterday. Arizona Western showing that, yes, the stats say they don't have that much power, but they showed a lot yesterday, 5 home runs in the 2 games. The pitch, ground ball, hit hard outside of third base. Count even, 2-2, it's foul ball. 385 in the power alleys down in Yuma with dead air, is that right? 430 to straightaway center. That's what I understand. Yeah. That's
Pitcher's Park. Pitcher's Park.
Yeah. Long wood and a short iron to get it out of center field on 430.
Amen.
Mason Fox, 2-2 count on Ben Griffin, the hitter. Right-handed hitting third baseman. Fox to the plate. Curveball gets through the catcher. And headed on to second base is Munoz. And that will go as a pass ball. So it's a 3-2 count on Griffin. First base is open unintentionally as Thorne has the pass ball. Dixie had some defensive struggles against Arizona Western yesterday. After having very good defense over a period of about 4 games, only one error by Dixie. But Lamar had the same problem yesterday. They committed 6 errors against Arizona Western in losing. I don't know. There must be something about the Matadors that brings that on. 3-2 pitch, fastball, misses inside, and it's ball four. First base on balls given up by Fox. Walked one and struck out one. On the year, Fox, strikeout-to-walk ratio has been not the best. 44 strikeouts, 37 base on balls. One man out, potential tying run at second base, and Justin Crisafulli hit a solo home run for his big run yesterday. Scored twice. Pitch hit deep to left field, but it's going to hold up. Skeeter Ellison actually didn't carry as much as he thought it was going to. Ellison came in a couple of steps, but he was back deep against Crisafulli.
There's no breeze at all out there today. The flag is completely dead, lying limp in right center field, and so didn't get any help at all.
So you're not going to get the fly ball that will drift out. You have to hit it pretty well today. If you hit it well, this is, when the wind is not blowing, this is a fair park. You hit the ball well, it'll go. You don't hit the ball well, it'll stay in the park. Hoisington hit the ball well yesterday. Drove a single, drove in one run as a pinch hitter. Called strike on the curveball. One strike count to Hoisington. Fox trying to wiggle out of a situation. Leadoff batter on and walked his, another hitter. Two men out. Bottom of the second inning, 1-0, Dixie with the lead. One strike count to Hoisington. Pitch in the dirt, blocked by Thorne. Thorne may have learned his lesson as he did a little better job of blocking that pitch in the dirt.
Kind of smothered it.
Nonchalant at one and ended up with a passed ball. Brad Thorne has done an excellent job catching, but he's got to be tired. He's caught all of the games in postseason play.
Yeah, he's young.
Pitch, swung on and missed, strike two. Had a little extra zip on that fastball as that hurried to the plate.
It moved nicely, too.
Mason Fox takes a little walk off the mound. Fox getting some stretching exercises ahead of time, and I'm not sure if he has a little stiffness in his back or not. That may be part of it. 6'2", left-hander, freshman. Excellent pitcher at Kanab High School and also did very well in the American Legion program. 1-2 pitch. Big curveball. Call strike three on that outside corner. And so Hoisington frozen at the plate. In that inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, a couple of men left, and it's a 1-0 lead for Dixie after two. Back after this timeout.
You know a winning team when you see one, so why not see the award-winning lineup of 1995 GMC trucks at your local Color Country GMC dealers? Your selection of GMC trucks is better than ever, and they're all specially priced to guarantee you excellent values on the GMC you've been wanting, like the new GMC Sierras, the Suburbans, the Jimmys, and the Yukons. You'll score savings at your local Color Country GMC, so visit Newby Auto Center in Richfield, Tri-State GMC in Cedar City, and Newby GMC in St. George.
For quality and lasting excellence, protect your concrete investment with DecoSeal. Number one in customer service and beautiful concrete coatings. Others try to imitate, but there's only one true DecoSeal. Call 674-2222 today.
Expert beauty salon service at Beauty School Prices. That's what you get at Evans Hairstyling College. They're located at 995 East Tabernacle. Drop by and set your appointment. Call 673-6128 and watch for registration at Evans Hairstyling College in St. George.
Back at Hurst Field as Ortiz. This is his closest time in turning around and pitching again. He's gotten 4 days rest, and usually he has a little more than that. Of course, if you're going into the pros, that's what you're looking at, four- or five-man rotation. But Ortiz appears to be strong enough to be able to handle it. He had a good second inning. Leading off the top of the third, Justin Garrett, then to the top of the order, Craig Peterson and Scott Buggy Sudbury. Dixie with a 1-0 lead. Top of three, scheduled nine-inning ball game. And so far, it's been a pretty good pitcher's duel after Ortiz got through his walk fest in the first inning. Pitch up high, ball one. So Garrett, not too hard to take that one when it's up around the nose and out over the plate. You can see that one, read the signature as it goes by. Next pitch, fastball up and away, ball two. So Ortiz, first six hitters all ended up with a three-ball count. Five of the six went to a full count with Ortiz. 2-0 pitch to Garrett. Fastball, call strike on that outside corner.
Nice spot. Hit a good spot there.
Just catches that corner. Craig Peterson waiting on deck. 2-1 pitch to Justin Garrett, who has been hitting hot as the season's gone on. Pitch down low. Ball three, 3-1 count.
Now, you don't want to put him on here and start the inning with a walk. So I imagine Justin's going to see a pretty good pitch here, a pitch in the strike zone. Let's see what he does with it.
Not huge power, has three doubles. He's made a selection of when he hits his doubles. Otherwise, line drive hitter, not a spray hitter. He hits with some pop in the bat. Pitch up high, ball four. That's base on balls number four today for Ortiz. He has struck out three, so he gets a lot. Last time out, he struck out nine and walked seven. So if you're talking about some wildness, not uncommon. He gave up six hits, too. He's yet to give up a hit to Dixie, but has given up a run. Of course, we saw one of those earlier this year where Jeff Garf threw the no-hitter at Colorado Northwestern, and except for two solo home runs, would have ended up the loser. This was a 2-1 ball game. The wild pitched in the run in the first inning, and that's the way it stayed for a while. Then Cloward got a solo home run, then Brad Parker hit a home run. Around to Peterson, around to bunt, and ball down low. Pulls the bat back. Peterson walked his first time up and scored the only run. As he hustled down the third baseline on the double play ball, pickoff over at first, Garrett almost leaning the wrong way as Ortiz came close to nailing Garrett at first place, base.
With Dixie coming around the top of the order again, I imagine Ortiz is going to throw a few less fastballs and a few more off-speed and curveballs, a few more changeups maybe.
Third baseman Griffin in on the grass. He's anticipating maybe another bunt. Dixie's going to have to get their runs as they can against Ortiz. Around the bunt. Peterson, good bunt out in front of the plate. Third baseman Griffin's going to have to go to first. Almost nonchalanted that one away, but so the sacrifice by Peterson gets the man to second as Griffin forced to handle it. Garrett on at second base and Buggy Sudbury at the plate. Sudbury walked his first time up, so he is without an official time at bat. Still looking for his first hit in this District 1 play. hit a home run, had the only RBI against College of Southern Idaho, one of three hits, as he hit the home run to make it the one in the 6-1 loss at the beginning of the Region 18 tournament. Ortiz looks at second, comes to the plate, pitch, called strike. Just above the belt, across the plate. Surprised me, in a way, because that's the type of pitch you'd like to hit. A fastball a little up in the strike zone, but not too up. Breaking pitch, bunted at, called strike two. The throw down at second, they have Garrett. Garrett venturing too far off of second base, and suddenly it's an 0-2 count on Sudbury, and Garrett is gone. So a base running error by Dixie. As Garrett got caught off base, Sudbury trying to lay the bunt down, and Garrett trying to get the extra step, got thrown out. So Garrett out at second base, and suddenly it's two men out, and an 0-2 count. It says 0-3 on the scoreboard. But it's an 0-2 count on Sudbury, maybe anticipating something. The fastball outside, Sudbury holds up.
Garrett slipped and fell, Larry, going back toward the bag. It was a bunt and run. He was way off the bag, tried to go back, slipped and fell, and then couldn't get back up quickly enough to get back to the bag.
Shortstop Luis Navarro made the move back in a hurry. Fastball swung on and missed. Strike three. So that's strikeout number four, and Ortiz looking somewhat overpowering now. No runs, no hits, no errors, and because of the pickoff, nobody left on base at the end of two and a half. It's a 1-0 lead, Dixie over Arizona Western, back after this timeout.
Buick, the new symbol of quality in America. Hometown dealership, Bradshaw Buick Cedar City, Newby Buick St. George, and Newby Auto Center in Richfield are family-owned dealerships known as your Southern Utah Buick dealers. Three good reasons why people prefer to buy their new Buicks in Southern Utah. No high pressure, no high overhead. It's more like buying a car from your neighbor with the service to match. The symbol of quality in America at Newby Buick St. George, Bradshaw Buick Cedar City, and Newby Auto Center, Richfield. Champion Cellular has great specials. Cell phones start at $18.95. Flip phones at $99. 400 minutes free for the first 2 months after activation. Some restrictions apply. Call Champion Cellular 590-5000 or 632-5176. EDG Fashion Floors at 225 North Bluff has a showroom full of everything to decorate your home or office beautifully. Call for a free consultation. Home of the Capture Dry Cleaning System for carpet and rugs, too. EDG Fashion Floors, your Trustmark and Carpet Max dealer.
Bottom of the third inning, Dixie with a 1-0 lead, and it's a pitcher's duel now as Rosario Ortiz has slipped down into that groove that he was looking for. Mason Fox doing fairly well also. Bottom of the order, Ted Gonzalez to lead off. Into the top of the order, Matt Dornfeld, and then Luis Navarro in the bottom of the third. Dixie with a 1-0 lead. And the early wildness by Ortiz is what's cost him so far. Mason Fox trying to pick up his seventh win of the year. Fastball up high, ball one. And Fox cannot afford to play around up in that territory. He does not have quite the fastball that Ortiz has. Mason Fox into the windup, 1-0 pitch. That ball hit foul. Good sinking fastball, fouled off by Gonzalez. Dixie back all the way around on the bases. John Stratton way back with the third base umpire, and they're having quite a conversation out there. 1-1 pitch to Gonzalez, called strike on that outside corner. So Fox settling into a groove. His two strongest outings came at the end of the year, especially the two-hit shutout in the Region 18 play. Change of gloves, apparently. K.L. Shepard is having some problems with his favorite glove. Maybe a problem with the webbing or something, and he's changed first base gloves. Let's see if that makes a difference. 1-2 pitch to Gonzalez, hit in the air down that first baseline. It'll drift foul. 1-2 count to Ted Gonzalez. These two teams are here for this one. Arizona Western has to get a second game to have a shot at the district championship. Dixie could win this one, and it's all over. You don't play a second game today. We may be here all afternoon, depending on what takes place. Called ball. Just misses inside. 2-2 count. Home plate umpire signals it was just off the plate. Fox doesn't argue.
Yeah, Mason really wanted that one, but you're right. He didn't make a face.
2-2 pitch. Pitch hit in the air to left field. That one's going to hold up. Skeeter Ellison drifting over and has it for the first out. So Fox getting some fly balls, but not having him go very far. Just out there about mid-territory. One man out. Matt Dornfeld hit it to center field his first time up. Actually, just to the right center field area. Well, apparently the repair has taken place. The switch of gloves is back. Cale Shepard back with Old Faithful at first base.
And you can't overestimate the comfort you feel with your own glove.
Pitch swung on it, missed strike one. Took a little something off of the fastball and turned it over. Got a little sinking motion, too. Dornfeld, one strike count.
He was so far out in front of that, he could have swung twice.
Mason Fox, left-handed pitcher. Next pitch, big curveball. Too big, too high. Ball one. 1-1 count. Dixie versus Arizona Western. This is for the championship of District 1. Now, as the schedule shapes up, and I'm not sure if there will be any adjustments. Pitch, fastball inside, almost hits Dornfeld. 2-1 count. The winner of this game will play a week from Sunday, the 7:30 game. Now, I understand there's an alternative schedule, so that may be in effect. But the initial pitch hit right back to Mason Fox. One bouncer. Throws on to first baseman Cale Shepard with comfortable glove in hand for number two. But that's according to the NJCAA. The initial indication is that the District 1 winner will play at 7:30 Sunday evening, May 28th. And let me double check to see who they play. I have it right here. Luis Navarro coming to the plate, called out on strikes, would play the Central Division champion. The pitch, fastball on that corner. Strike one, lefty against lefty. Actually dropped down a little bit, three quarters, and hit that outside corner. Navarro couldn't handle that one. Pitch, hit hard to center field. Will that last? Yes, Craig Peterson gets the line drive. So Navarro hits the line drive. Peterson hit right at him, judged it, and grabbed it one-handed. So three up, three down. As lining out to the center fielder is Navarro. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. It's still 1-0 Dixie after three, back after this timeout.
It's bigger than ever.
It's the tent sale at the Boulevard Home Furnishings going on now through Memorial Day.
Look for big values on one-of-a-kind closeouts and as-is items.
Plus, huge savings in the tent and store-wide.
Gigantic selection of quality furniture, appliances, electronics, carpet, accessories, and more.
Free hot dogs and pop on Saturday from 11 to 3.
Huge savings. Gigantic selection.
These hot dogs are great.
The tent sale at the Boulevard Home Furnishings. Going on now through Memorial Day.
Thought you couldn't afford a maid? Now you can. Call the maids at 634-0840 and see how inexpensive it can be to have a beautifully clean home. The maids are licensed, bonded, and guaranteed. Call the maids today at 634-0840.
Buying or selling real estate? ERA Brokers Consolidated has four offices to serve you in St. George, Bloomington, Hurricane, and Mesquite, Nevada. Nobody sells real estate like ERA Brokers. Go Team ERA. 1-800-ERA-BROKERS.
In Southern Utah, this is the sports leader, KSGI AM and FM, St. George.
3-4-5 hitters due up for Dixie as the Rebels have a 1-0 lead going into the top of the fourth inning. Parker, Shepard, Clower due up. And Brad Parker, who likes fastball pitchers, didn't have one across the strike zone in his first time up. He walked on four pitches. Leads the team, has led the team in walks throughout most of the year. Ortiz to the right-handed hitting Brad Parker. The first pitch, breaking pitch, misses. Ball one. Umpire about ready to call a strike, but he kind of moved the hands as if he was going to, and then held off. Up in the strike zone.
Oh, we speak of
at best.
Yes, we speak of disciplined hitters. This is a disciplined umpire.
Brad Parker, 1-0 count.
Off on that strike.
Pitch hit hard towards the third baseman, comes up easily, and Griffin to throw across the back, hanging on to first base is Munoz as the throw was high. Munoz tiptoed that one, and an easy out by the time it was all over. Parker grounds out to the third baseman, one man out. Cale Shepard battled to a 3-2 count and then struck out against Ortiz his first time up. Cale Shepard trying to time Ortiz. Number two home run hitter on the year for Dixie with 11. Parker leading the way with 17. The pitch, breaking pitch, misses high, ball one. For Shepard, also the number two RBI man on the year. Had one in yesterday's game, so has 61 on the year. Ball one count, swung on and missed strike one, so Shepard trying to come on track. Struggled in his first two times up yesterday and then got, they call that 1-1? Yeah, 1-1 count. Pitch, outside, ball two, 2-1 count. Struggled in his first two times up yesterday, then hit a good single, and then about undressed Picos with a line drive. So he got better as the day went on against Picos, the left-hander. 2-1 count. Ortiz throws a strike at the knees. 2-2 count to Shepard. Ortiz throwing some BBs out there. He is into a groove now. So Dixie may have their work cut out for them to try to get to Ortiz now. 2-2 count to Cale Shepard. Fastball outside. Trying to go outside, Shepard will go the opposite way. He is not a dead pull hitter. In fact, some of his best hits have been to center and to left center this year, including right down the left field line, so he's gone the opposite way with the pitch. Once again, 3-2 pitch to Shepard. Ortiz swung on and missed strike three, and so twice Shepard has gone down on strikes. Shepard obviously trying to catch up with that fastball, and you can see the head fly out and he, right off the bat.
You have to keep the head down.
So two up, two down. Wyatt Cloward coming to the plate. After Garrett walked, the sacrifice by Peterson, and then Ortiz has gone 1-2-3 in the last three innings against Dixie. Wyatt Cloward at the plate. Cloward hit into a double play, the backwards double play, but it got the run home. So Cloward, no RBI, but he had... He put the ball in play enough to get Peterson home, and it's a 1-0 lead. The first pitch to Wyatt Cloward. Fastball, called strike on that outside corner. So Ortiz really humming now. That 8-1 record is no fluke for the freshman from Yuma.
He's in a groove.
Or from Globe. Correction, I was looking at Yuma. No, it's Globe. Pitch, fastball, hit off the end of the bat, foul. Cloward was not catching up with that. Globe, Arizona, which is on the way to the farmlands from Phoenix. Mining country. Globe in Miami area. Superior, isn't that the other town that's up in that area?
I think so.
From the road.
Trying to redraw the map in my mind here.
Road from Phoenix to Safford and Thatcher area?
Yeah.
Yeah. Globe is not the most scenic part of Arizona, but it did produce a good right-handed pitcher by the name of Rosario Ortiz. The pitch by Ortiz, fastball outside. 1-2 count, so Cloward. 1-2. Troy Tuttle waiting on deck. Top of the fourth inning. Ortiz not throwing that many pitches since the first inning. He has really settled down. So no question, the heat by Ortiz matching the increased temperature here in St. George. Breaking pitch way up high, ball two. So as the temperatures get a little hotter, Ortiz getting a little stronger. By the way, for the record, Royden Tate is back at first base. Apparently, his sister is now married. 2-2 count to Wyatt Cloward. Fastball fouled off. Cloward looked to be almost on that one and just under it.
Just like Humberto Picos, who we saw yesterday, Rosario Ortiz seems to be a rather emotional pitcher. When he doesn't get a pitch that he wants or a pitch that he thinks ought to be in the strike zone, or somebody fouls it off and he's got to make another good pitch, he kind of jumps around out there and kind of, you know, pulls faces a little bit.
2-2 count to Wyatt Cloward. Cloward 0-for-1. Cloward looking for a base hit. The fastball swung on, foul tip. Or is it? No, it swung on and missed, and Cloward hustling down to first base. That will go as a pass ball, so the strikeout and the man on base, apparently. So it's going to be a strikeout and a pass ball. So apparently it was not a foul off. It was a strikeout and a pass ball. Pass ball. Catcher, as he came to the screen back here, slipped. Cloward didn't realize the catcher did not catch it. So it'll go as a pass ball to the catcher, allowing him. Actually, I think it'll probably go as an error to the catcher rather than a pass ball. It'll go as an error to the catcher, so he reaches on the error. First pitch to Tuttle. They're going to give it a pass ball or an error? It'll go as a pass ball instead. So we'll double-check that one. 1-0 count to Troy Tuttle. Cloward on at first base. The pitch outside, ball two. 2-0 count. Tuttle very selective. Grounded out to the third baseman his first time up. Hit the ball pretty hard. Griffin made a backhand stab, came up and made an easy throw over to first base, but it was the stab that set up the play against Tuttle. 1-0 Dixie with a lead, two men out, a man on by way of the strikeout and getting on by way of the pass ball. So a 2-0 count to Troy Tuttle. Fastball misses down low, 3-0 count. Skeeter Ellison waiting on deck. Troy Tuttle at the plate. So apparently all of the fuss and fuming out on the mound has helped reset Ortiz mentally as he is back in the groove generally. And now has a 3-0 count to Tuttle. Taking all the way? Yeah, strike all the way, too. Fastball for that strike. 3-1 count to Troy Tuttle. Tuttle getting to be stronger as the season goes on. Good hitter, more disciplined hitter. Fastball, call strike on that outside corner. So a 3-2 pitch. Cloward runs this time. So if Tuttle can somehow find a gap, Cloward may have a chance to do some damage. 3-2 pitch to Tuttle. There goes the runner. Hit hard. Foul outside of the third baseline. So Tuttle had a pitch he could turn on, but turned a little too much. Gordon Jolly anticipating is way behind the third base coaching box, just in case.
Ortiz took a little something off that, and Tuttle, of course, expecting the fastball, was way out in front of it and took it down the third baseline.
Center fielder Matt Dornfeld, I don't know who he's talking to out there. Maybe talking clear across to the left fielder, but he's going through some batting motions and everything else. He's practicing his batting stroke out in center field. Now he's around. Attention again. Fastball, high fastball, fouled off. Count holds. 3-2. Cloward getting good aerobic exercise at first base. Start and stop, keeping the heart rate up.
What he's got to be careful of is Munoz sneaking in behind him.
Munoz, good heady first baseman, has made some good plays over there already. Fastball chopped down to the third baseman. Griffin can't go to second base. Throws low to first and gets him. Good play by Munoz as he fishes it out of the dirt. Munoz made that play. And out, third baseman to the first baseman again. So no runs, no hits, no errors maybe. And one man left on base. At the end of 3.5, it's 1-0 Dixie. Back after this timeout.
With a bang. For the brand new generation.
Now's the time to save at Sun Capital Bank. Let your money work for you with a Sun Capital Bank Certificate of Deposit. Right now, you can get a Sun Capital Bank 18-month CD at 7.25% with a 7.45% APY. Get to Sun Capital Bank today.
Sun Capital Bank, Sun Capital.
Call 635 Rose and let Candlelight and Roses help you celebrate that special occasion. For fresh or silk floral arrangements, colorful balloons, or the ultimate gourmet gift basket, remember, nothing says romance like Candlelight and Roses, located in the West Wind Plaza in Hurricane. 635 Rose.
Hungry for a deli sandwich that's mostly meat and cheese, not mostly lettuce? Dixie Deli is the place. Come see why their sandwiches are a favorite of factory outlet employees and shoppers alike. Senior citizens, be sure to ask for your 10% discount. Dixie Deli, open 7 days a week in the Zion Factory Outlet Mall.
Mason Fox will face the power men of the order, 3, 4, and 5 hitters. And after that opening inning, it seems almost as if Fox and Ortiz have paced themselves. The last two innings each have begun with the same portion of the order. So they're about matching each other right now. Fox with a 1-0 lead. Trying to get his second shutout of the year right now. He's trying to keep it Arizona Western from scoring. Sandoval takes the strike, big breaking pitch, grounded out to the third baseman his first time up. Octavio Sandoval, solid hitter, 391 coming into this tournament. The pitch, big overhang curveball, misses high, went up and around the strike zone. Mason Fox, 1-1 count to Sandoval. Dixie back on that left side. Fastball drifts inside. Ball two. 2-1 count.
Mason Fox reminds me of a kid that broke into the majors a couple of years ago. Go ahead, Larry.
The pitch hit hard towards the third baseman, Sudbury, right in his spot. Hesitates, then throws low and not in time. It's going to be an error. It's got to be an error on the third baseman. So once again, Sudbury did not get, I'm not sure if K.L. Shepard got over there in time or Sudbury just did not get a grip on it. Are they going to give him a base hit?
No, there's no way.
It's got to be an E on the third baseman as he hesitated and then threw low.
Hitch, double clutch, and then threw it. There's no way that's a hit.
So it's got to be an error on that one. So Sandoval on, Billy Munoz at the plate, and so the potential tying run on the error. Fox takes a strike outside corner for a strike against Munoz. Munoz, who singled his first time up. So far, the debatable only hit. That was clearly a hit that Munoz had. It's a debate on whether this was a hit. Fox throws over to first base. Scoreboard still has it as a hit.
Let me get back to that, what I was going to tell you a few minutes ago. Mason Fox reminds me a lot of a kid that broke into the minors or into the majors a couple years ago, a kid by the name of Scott Ruskin. He threw a big hook, and he could get it over the plate, and then he had a decent fastball and a decent change of pace, and between that and that great big hook, he lasted 3 or 4 years in the majors, and he was a converted outfielder.
Sandoval goes, the pitch out, the throw through. Is Sandoval there? No, he steals the base. Big jump by Sandoval. The throw had to be handled a little bit differently by Thorne, as he had to bring it back in just that second. Sandoval has the stolen base, and it's ball one to Munoz. So the pitch out was wasted, and suddenly Sandoval at second base and Arizona Western trying to manufacture a run against Fox. 1-0, Dixie with the lead. Arizona Western gets stronger as the game goes on. Big curveball misses. Ball two, 2-1 count. Juan Navarro waiting on deck. If there is a second game, you'll hear the Dixie High School game on FM, 99.7 FM. Fastball hit up the middle towards the shortstop. Troy Tuttle up, throws on to first. Sandoval goes to third. So with one man out, Munoz hits behind the runner, and the man is on at third.
Good job of a cleanup hitter hitting behind the runner. Good discipline.
So Fox has to be a little frustrated right now because two men are on, and one man is on, and there actually should be two men out. Juan Navarro. One man out. Juan Navarro at the plate. Navarro tried to bunt last time and popped out to the second to the catcher. Right on the plate almost. As he just bunted in the air, and Thorne quickly reacted and got it. Mason Fox and Brad Thorne, a little conference out on the mound. I'm not sure what the problem is.
Well, I wonder if they're going over what they're going to do in case of a squeeze or a suicide squeeze.
And what's going to be taking place. In at third base a little is Sudbury. In at first base is Cale Shepard. So Dixie may be willing to give up the out right now because shortstop and second is back, but in at third now is Sudbury, and Shepard comes back pitching the dirt ball one. Ben Griffin waiting on deck. Navarro's chore right now is either hit it in a hole or get it in the air and fairly deep. He's got the tie ball game if he does that. 1-0 pitch, hit in the air, and not very deep to the first baseman in foul territory. K.L. Shepard grabs it, and Sandoval comes down the line but not very far. So foul out to the first baseman. And Mason Fox doing a good job of pitching, a solid job of pitching. 1-0, Dixie with the lead. And Fox, who has had probably, the reason why I say his best two outings of the year, he's thrown very well at times this year, but mentally he has been stronger the last two times out. And that's been the major step forward for Fox. He's becoming mentally a tougher pitcher.
He has shown the poise of a veteran today, a crafty veteran.
Ben Griffin walked his first time up. Man at third base. The pitch, fastball at the knee, strike one.
And he's been fearless. He's hitting spots. He hasn't been afraid to throw the strike. He's had confidence in his fielders, and for the most part, he hasn't been let down.
Fox a little frustrated right now, maybe feeling a little bit of the tension as he's walking around the mound a little after each pitch. One strike pitch to Griffin. Hit on the ground. Fair ball inside of first base, and the run is home. Griffin will turn and try to go to second. Hesitates. Parker can't get over there, so a stand-up double by Griffin. He just hit that one off the corner of the bat, and the RBI is in, and it's a 1-1 ball game. There goes the shutout. As Sandoval scores, it's an unearned run for what that's worth. It helps the ERA, but it makes everything even at 1-1. And now coming to the plate is Justin Crisafulli. Crisafulli hit the fly ball to left field his first time up. So Fox actually threw a pretty good pitch, and Griffin went with it, did a good job of hitting, and got the double. Shepard had no chance of catching up with it. Turns the ball over. Ball one. Crisafulli. Ball one. It's a 1-0 count. Scoreboard saying 1-1. It should be 1-0 count. Crisafulli. First pitch, and Mason Fox still walking around that mound after each pitch. So it's slowing things down a little bit. It makes you wonder sometimes if that isn't going to take something out of your infielders. A pitch, breaking pitch, called ball, misses inside, 2-0 count. Dixie fans wondering where it was, but the umpire has been consistent. That one has been a ball all day. That has not been a strike. 2-0 count. Infield back, Griffin taking a good lead at second base. Pitch, that one's a strike. Brought it that much in, closer to the corner, and got it. 2-1 count to Crisafulli. So Arizona Western has tied the ball game at one. Sudbury, it still says three hits on the scoreboard now, and we'll debate that one. It should have been an error on Sudbury. Pitch hit in the air and foul. Off the fist, count evens, two balls, two strikes. 2-2 to Crisafulli. Crisafulli hit one out of here yesterday. The flags are absolutely dead, and that does not mean that the wind is blowing straight down. Actually, with the cloud cover, it's starting to feel a little bit muggy for St. George. And it is warm. The heat vectors have not started yet. Lots of traffic headed up and down I-15. Pitch in the dirt, blocked away by Brad Thorne. It's a full count to Crisafulli. First base is open, so Griffin will not be running on this unless they've got some different play than I'm anticipating. As Griffin is on his second base.
Well, Crisafulli, with the power he has, Mason Fox can afford with first base open to work a little more carefully to him and maybe not giving something too good here.
Maybe whittle just a little bit. Crisafulli, 3-2 pitch. Pitch hit hard to left field. That one's going to drop. And another run's going to score, and Arizona Western's going to take the 2-1 lead. And here comes Arizona Western. You give them a chance. And that's the thing that Lamar did wrong, is they gave Arizona Western too many outs. And when they have it, they'll take advantage of it. So back-to-back hits, and two runs are home. And it's a 2-1 lead for Arizona Western. Crisafulli with the RBI on the single, and Jeff Hoisington called third strike his first time up. No warm-up action yet for Dixie. Fox is going to have to be the man for a little while. Dixie still has two more potential starting pitchers who have not, actually three, who have done some starting this year, who have not been used yet. Pitch hit in the air to center field. Craig Peterson in his tracks now comes in a couple of steps and has the third out to retire the side, but not before the damage is done. In that inning, two runs on two hits, an error, and one man left on base. And at the end of four complete, it's Arizona Western 2, Dixie 1, as the Matadors have taken the lead back after this timeout.
Hey, sports fan, if you like the strength of the GMC name behind the truck you drive, now's the time to make a dash to your local Color Country GMC dealer. With a huge selection of 95 models available now, you'll score big on savings on the hottest trucks on the road. Check out their line of Jimmys, Sierra, Sierra Club Coupes, and Suburbans. They're slick and they're tough, and they're priced for immediate delivery. Your GMC guarantee is that you'll come out a winner. Stop by today at Newby GMC St. George, Tri-State GMC Cedar City, and Newby Auto Center, Richfield.
Hike new trails at the base of soaring cliffs. Explore new regions of Zion Canyon. Stroll down scenic streets. Where? Springdale. Quaint shops and cozy accommodations are yours at Flanagan's, with fine dining at Flanagan's Restaurant. Flanagan's in Springdale.
What are we going to do with all these old newspapers?
And these empty soda cans and bottles, we can't just keep throwing them away.
Isn't there a recycling center in St. George?
Recycle USA at 46 North 900 East behind Harmon's. They'll buy recyclables. Call 628-4982. Recycle USA.
Top of the fifth inning, Dixie now down 2-1, and Rosario Ortiz in full stride. Ortiz, after that shaky first inning when he escaped with just one run, that may have been the golden opportunity for Dixie, and you have to go back to the strikeout by Cale Shepherd. That may have been a turning point emotionally for both teams.
Now they've taken that hit off the scoreboard and given him given the error that should have been. So,
so those two runs are unearned against Mason Fox. But it's still a 2-1 lead for Arizona Western. Skeeter Ellison at the plate, struck out his first time up. Yesterday, two-run home run, right-handed, against Arizona Western. So Ellison, second time around, Ellison, Thorne, Garrett, due up top of the fifth inning. Dixie trying to get to Ortiz, and nobody's getting to him right now. Breaking pitch inside, ball one. Started inside, kept going inside. Skeeter Ellison went through some stretching exercises prior to the ball game also, has had a problem with a pulled muscle in his leg. 1-0 pitch, fastball, swung on and missed, strike one. So Ellison and Shepherd, the left-hander, is having some problems against Ortiz. That pitch may be sailing a little bit away from them, tailing away. Pitch outside, ball two, 2-1 count.
Well, Ortiz has started everybody the first time through the order with a fastball. Now he's starting everybody with a curve and then coming back with a fastball.
And if you've noticed, we have not given any hits to any Dixie players. That's true. The pitch, fastball, fouled off. So Ortiz is sailing right along with a 2-1 lead. That's a correction. That's a 2-2 count. 2-2 count with a 2-1 lead, not a 2-run lead, a 2-1 lead now. As he is settled into a groove, and Ortiz putting on a show, giving Arizona Western just what they needed, a well-pitched ball game out of their third starter. The pitch outside, ball three. It has been well-pitched, if not a little wild, on occasion, as he has walked four ball players in this game. Anything but perfect no-hitter right now. The pitch, fastball, called strike three. On a 3-2 pitch, hits the inside corner. And down goes Skeeter Ellison. So Ellison goes down for the second time, and Brad Thorne comes to the plate. Thorne, a strikeout victim his first time. That is strikeout number 7.
Now we've heard some of the fans laughing derisively at that strike call, but this home plate umpire established his strike zone early, and he's giving that inside pitch as long as it paints the corner. There should have been no argument about that. That was strike three.
Brad Thorne and Skeeter Ellison, I think, knew it. Ball one. On the pitch outside, the breaking pitch. Justin Garrett waiting on deck. Brad Thorne, a strikeout victim, 1-7 so far by Ortiz. Pitch inside, ball one. Ball two, I should say. 2-0 count to Brad Thorne. 2-1. Arizona Western with the lead, and Dixie really has not solved Ortiz at all. The pitch outside, ball three. 3-0 count. Once the mound was redesigned, Ortiz got mentally tougher.